Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to keep this short today, I promise. We've got a long way to go together this week, and you'll have to listen to me ramble on enough. I also want to give credit where credit is due. The Montana Synod recently began gathering sermons from various pastors, making them available for others to use however they seemed fitting, a kind of sharing of the gifts around the Synod. And so some of what I'm going to share with you today comes from Pastor Phil Wold of Sheridan, Wyoming, and Trinity Lutheran Church there. Yes, the Montana Synod has four congregations in northern Wyoming. So thank you for Pastor Phil. Palm Sunday. What a joy. Joining with the crowd as they proclaim, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Lent begins to draw to a close as we start to get warmed up for Easter, not with the word that starts with an A and ends with Alleluia yet, but a word of praise and jubilation nonetheless. "Hosanna in the highest," shouts the crowd, and we with them. We might well wonder about the crowd. That's the word that Matthew uses for those who praised him. A very large crowd. Not disciples, not citizens, not even simply people, but crowd. Jesus inspired the crowd. He's riding on a donkey. That part comes from Zechariah, the prophet of the Hebrew Scriptures. Zechariah's prophecy said that the promised Messiah would come humbly, like one riding on a donkey. And so Jesus comes, riding in to establish God's reign of compassion and rule of peace for the world. The crowd rejoices, and they are ready to make things happen. And yet Jesus is going to rule in a way that many will find disappointing, isn't he? Disappointed, this crowd will be. Disappointing to us as well. We'll hear more about the crowd as we move through this Holy Week. It'll be a crowd that comes to arrest Jesus. And then, as we've already heard today, Pilate works his politics on the crowd, doing what he wants while assigning blame on everyone else. He asks the crowd whether they want to release Jesus or the other Jesus, Jesus Barabbas. He acts as if it's the crowd that decides to do away with Jesus, the so-called Messiah. But Pilate is the one who really wants to be important here. Important to the crowd, important to the empire. It is something to consider. This crowd who once praises Jesus on the road to Jerusalem and the crowd who calls for Pilate to crucify him. One question to consider is this: are they the same crowds or are they different? As they hail him as Savior when he rides in on Sunday and then deride him on Friday when he stands before Pilate seemingly powerless. And another question: how do emperors and kings and rulers like to deal with crowds? And how does God handle a crowd? It seems that rulers seek to control a crowd, but God seeks to love them. Love them no matter what. This week again, as we walk with Jesus from Palm Sunday to Maundy Thursday through Good Friday and that long Saturday wait, and the very character of God will once again be revealed in the Jesus who is handed over to be crucified. But let us not neglect to remember. God is the one who will be revealed in suffering love. God is the one who will exercise his power by giving his life for the world. God is the one who will suffer death on behalf of you and me so that we might know God's love and care. We do well to wave our palm branches, shout our hosannas, and give thanks for the ways in which God deals with the crowd that is us. How God gathers us in and sends us forth. Revealed in suffering love, God shows us how we are to respond to suffering, how we are to exercise power, and how we are to live, carrying our cross and following Jesus.